In three, we're ready to start. Two,
cleared for takeoff.
One,
testing.
Catch up now for real.
Turn it up.
Spin 103.
Woo!
Fully charged.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Now that we're all prepared, let's start the show.
One, two.
Hello, it is the podcast. Graham and Laura with you. Laura, thank you very much for joining me this whole week.
Thank you, Graham. I had the best week
ever. You've been a fantastic fill-in. Don't suck up to me that much. It hasn't been the best week of your life. What I want to ask you is, what has been the best week of your life?
The best week of my life? That's very tough. I don't know. The pressure's on.
This has not been the best week of your life,
it
Laura.
It has.
If this is the best week of your life, then you live a really bad life.
That's really insulting.
Honest to God. What's been the best week of your life?
The best week of my life? Probably the week I turned 18 because I was out of Ireland.
Where were you?
I was in Berlin. I was on holidays.
You love spending time in Germany.
Yeah, I have a lot of friends over
there.
You
keep bringing up your Germany stories.
Yeah.
And you bring up a Germany story today, including a loud phone and one of your friends and a sexy boy.
Yeah. That wasn't Germany. That was Budapest. And I wasn't
Look at this.
There.
Look at this, jet setter. Is this Catherine Thomas from No Frontier sitting across from me? That's a nice little old school reference there. If you get that, fair play to you. We also give away a trip to Spain and talk about a psychic cash that has taken over the world. It's the podcast.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Laura, you're in with me today instead of Nathan. He's on his holidays.
Yes.
Can you just explain what happened after the show yesterday when you put hashtag Love Island into Twitter? Because, you know, you search the hashtag, you see what tweets are going viral.
Yeah.
Okay, so the number one tweet from yesterday's Love Island was...
It was a tweet from Love Island themselves.
And it was Ian Sterling?
Ian Sterling, yeah, the voiceover guy. He had a tweet. I can't remember what it was, but he was just, you know, mouthing off about something. But it was a good tweet. It got like 10,000 likes or something like that, a few thousand.
Oh, well, okay. What was the second most popular tweet that was on the hashtag on Twitter? Can you remember?
I believe it was your tweet, yeah. Graham O'Toole.
Graham _ O'Toole. Confirmed. Now, yesterday I was just murmuring that I was a meme lord. Now I am officially the meme lord of Love Island. I've reached over 1,000 retweets for my evil Kermit tweet of Alex and Adam, where Adam distracted EL to let Alex talk to Megan. Over 5,500 likes, you know, people only dream of this sort of interaction. Over 300,000 impressions. Still don't really know what that means.
But you'll take it anyway.
I will take it anyway. So this is an incredible prize I'm about to give away this morning. This is Cop.
Oh, stunning. You're lovely.
I am going to give away. The Meme Lord will give away an original meme. I am going to make someone this morning who is listening to Fully Charged their own personal meme. It is a meme by the Meme Lord. I will make you a meme. So, if there's a situation in your life, something to do with your friends, if you want a meme got to do with your favorite TV show and a scenario, all you got to do is text or WhatsApp us in what you want me to make a meme about. Give me a little bit of information, and then I will deliver the meme to you via WhatsApp. That is what I'm going to do this morning. I am the Meme Lord. I'm very excited about this. I've got a pink glittery beard and a nice crown on. Laura, what do you think of my new style the Meme Lord?
Can I just ask a question?
Yes, of course.
Surely, like, there's loads of tweets out there, all ones that have done better than yours. Like, what? How come you, like, who gave you the title of Meme Lord? Because I don't think it counts if you give it to yourself.
Kim Kardashian.
Okay, that counts. Yeah, fair. All right.
She's doing a lot lately for the world, and she needs to find some Meme Lords, and she has given me the title of Meme Lord. So this morning, I will make you a personal meme. Text or WhatsApp us a scenario in your life, something got to do with your friends. It can be anything at all, and I will work away for about 10 minutes and then deliver you your meme. And we got a few suggestions coming in. We only pick one, and Laura, you picked the one that I had to make.
Yeah, it's like, Graham, can you make a meme about my boyfriend not shutting up about being the Meme Lord? That comes in from Claire.
Haha, Claire, very funny. That is my girlfriend, of course, and I'd be careful if I was you because I mightn't go to Taylor Swift with you tonight.
Oh.
I might watch Love Island instead.
You wouldn't dare.
So, I decided to make a meme about that.
Claire, I'll go with you to Taylor Swift tonight. Don't you mind
You're going
him.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll you go both nights. We'll have a girly night. It'd be great.
Okay. So, the meme I have made for my smart-ass girlfriend is the distracted boyfriend meme.
Oh, it's a classic.
It is a classic. And it is me as the boyfriend, Claire as my girlfriend, getting all annoyed that she is I'm being distracted. and the girl walking off in the distance. What is it?
It's memes.
It is memes. I am being distracted. My relationship is being completely taken over by memes. I'm sorry about that, Claire. And if you just pass me on her number there and I'll send her on that original meme content. There we go. So another one down.
Another one.
Graham underscore O'Toole on Twitter. Keep an eye on me. I'll be memeing all weekend in between. I might do a meme about Taylor Swift tonight. Who knows?
You never know.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Oh, no, 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 no.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
See, I was just practicing for the game because I got that wrong.
Yeah, that was clever. I see what you did there. I like that one.
Just getting in the mood for the game.
Setting the tone. I like it.
Shauna sits on top of the leaderboard with a score of 15, but can anybody take the money off her? She's been there since Monday. It's over to Jacob. Jacob, how are you?
Great.
What's the plan for the weekend?
Donegal Rally.
Donegal Rallies, wow. Are you driving yourself?
I am.
What do you drive?
A BMW.
Ooh, very fancy.
And do you have someone in the passenger seat going, hairpin left?
No, unfortunately not.
No, no one to help you.
No.
Well, we wish you the very best of luck in that, right?
I hope to get one as well. It'd be nice before down you go.
It would be. €100 could be yours. You just have to get 16 or more. Sean is on top of the leaderboard. She has been there all week. What we're going to do is we're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You've got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There is no repetition. Yeah. The answer must be in relation to the question, and you only got a couple of seconds to answer. So, Jacob, you know this. You say you've been listening the whole time. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go,
Let's do it.
Harry Styles is a member of Westlife. True or false?
Pause.
What colour is the grass?
Yellow.
Where is the World Cup being held?
Poland.
2 times 3 equals 6. True or false?
False.
How many members does Little Mix have?
5.
Paris is the capital of what country?
Ireland.
What's the main ingredient in orange juice?
Carrot.
What do you use to boil water?
Milk.
What sport does Wayne Rooney play?
Tennis.
Chicken comes from what animal?
Cow.
A potato is a fruit, true or false?
True.
Where on the body is your nose?
Leg.
How many days does September have?
20.
Do your best Kanye impression.
How's it going?
Sing a Drake song.
Da, 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 da.
How many colours has the rainbow?
10.
Nicki Minaj was in the Spice Girls, true or false?
False.
What noise does a cow make?
How? How?
What noise does a goat make?
Meow.
Wow. My goodness, you flew through them.
Jacob, you were quick this morning, like you're rally driving.
Oh, stop.
Hopefully you'll be that quick this weekend, eh?
Oh, hopefully.
What do you win if you win the rally?
Oh, nothing. I'm only going up for the show. Have a look what's going on. Never been to it.
What's your perfect car? In an ideal world.
My car.
Your car?
My car.
Your BMW?
The dream car I built.
Oh, you built it yourself?
Yeah.
Okay, well, look. Here we go. 15 was your score to beat.
15 was your score to beat, and you got an amazing 16 questions wrong!
Lovely.
Wow.
Lovely.
Well done, Jacob.
Oh, you got to feel sorry for Shauna, though. She stayed there all week, and then you just come in on a Friday and steal the money.
Lovely. Thank
Jacob,
you very much.
Congratulations. Thanks for playing and best of luck this weekend, all right?
Thank you.
See you later.
Bye-bye. Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Something happened yesterday, Laura. Laura's sitting in for Nathan all of this week. That was highly embarrassing, and I suppose it was only a matter of time before this happened to me in public.
Was it a failed meme?
My memes don't fail. I am the meme lord. Okay.
All right.
Check out my Twitter. The facts are there. The statistics are there. A reach of 300,000 in one of my Love Island tweets. But I've talked enough about that this morning, meme lord. I was on the bus yesterday between 4 and 4.30. So we're talking, people are getting out of work. It is a fairly packed bus. I was on the upper deck. Not that many seats left. And I was sitting on the right-hand side, and about two rows up to the left, on the outside seat, there was someone who I couldn't see from the front, but I was fully sure, I think that's my mate.
Oh, okay.
I was fairly sure it was him. but I couldn't get a good look because it was a packed bus. So I decided to get my phone, take a picture of the person, goes, hey, is this you? Because you're just that distance away that I couldn't see it.
Yeah.
So I took out the phone and I was like, I don't want to be creepy. So I kind of did it like subtly. But as I did it, the flash and the sound went off. To which two people turned around because they didn't know which one I was aiming it at.
Yeah.
Made eye contact with me. I just kind of looked at them and went, yeah. And then just looked out the window. Yeah. But it was only a matter of time. I don't know why I didn't check. Was the flash on? I don't know why the hell my volume was on. I never had the volume on, but I got caught rotten. And to answer your question, I know you're all thinking, no, it wasn't my mate, which made it even worse.
That's really embarrassing. It's always the time when you really need to be subtle that your phone is not on silent. Even though for like 365 days a year, it's always on silent. For that one moment, it's always going to let you down.
That most worst sound in the world.
Yeah, and
like, no!
That's awful. I actually have a story about taking pictures of people in public.
Yeah.
We were at a festival in Budapest. Well, my friend was. She had a festival in Budapest and she was trying to take a picture of a guy that she thought was really, really hot that looked like this other guy that we knew. So she tried to take a picture of him to put it in the WhatsApp group and be like, oh my God, look, doesn't this look like, you know. And the lad caught her.
Yes.
Strolled up to her and was like, I saw you taking a picture of me. And she was like, oh God, like, you know, he's going to be so angry. She started to like shake. She was getting so, so nervous. And yeah, then she was like, oh yeah. And she tried to deny it. And he was like, show me your phone. I know you took a picture of me. She's like, oh look, I'm sorry. Like, I explained the situation. Thought you were really good looking. You look like this other person that we know. Turns out, he liked the look of her. They went out for 6 months.
Wow.
Now, they only broke up because it was long distance. He was Spanish. She was living in Ireland. But yeah, they lasted for 6 months. So look, I don't recommend going out and taking pictures of people that you think are good looking on the street because they mightn't like it. But in some cases, in very rare cases, it might get you a partner for 6 months.
Here's the, I dream of that Spanish man's confidence that he just strolls up to a group of girls and goes, hey, were you taking a picture of me? Wow.
Wouldn't it be really embarrassing if it's like, actually, no, I was taking a picture of your mate.
Will you shift my mate, will you? Taking photos in public. Do you have any stories for us this morning? Have you got caught rotten like myself on the bus, like Laura's friend in public?
Yeah, you're not alone, Graham. We got a text in here from Anonymous and I can see why they remained anonymous. Got caught in the GP waiting room. The lad was texting my mate, so I went to take a photo of her but never turned the flash or sound off. He was sitting across from me. I played it off as I was on Snapchat and then took a front pic with the flash. Since then, I've never taken photos of people.
Never. Hey, can you just get a quick picture? No.
No.
I can never take a photo again.
Flashback, started to cry, like, awful.
Leanne says, I was in the cinema once and I spotted my best friend's ex on a date. I was four rows back. I thought I was being sly, but flash, sound, everything went off. I just slid down the seat and stayed there for the next 2 hours. Producer Callum, you got some stories for us.
Yeah, I was in London last weekend on business.
Business trip?
No, it wasn't business trip. It was leisure. And you know, on the tube, when you go on the tube in London, like, you even breathe on the tube and people look at you strange.
Mm.
But there was a dog on the tube with a, I wouldn't say an elderly woman, but like middle-aged, like 50s, 60s-ish.
Be careful now, you're not offending people.
Yeah, no, I don't want to offend people. So I was sat opposite this one with this amazingly, beautifully hairy dog. Just sitting there on the tube and I thought, do you know what? I'm not even a huge dog fan, but when there's a dog on the tube, you have to take a picture. So I took a picture. The sound was off. But the flash was on.
Oh.
And we were in a tunnel, so the lights were flickering. And then all you saw was... bling, 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 and everybody turned around and looked at me. But I sort of gestured to the dog. And it was like, yeah, we approve of this.
You gestured to the dog. I bowed to the dog. I shook his paw. I said, you are the king dog now.
I gave him a treat. I called him a good boy because he was the best boy on the tube that day.
Oh, I've got the picture. I'll show you the picture. He's a beautiful dog.
Callum, have you uploaded that photo of that dog?
Oh, yes. He's a beautifully hairy boy.
Oh, such a fluffy good boy.
Callum got caught in public on the tube last weekend in London taking photos of a dog. He's uploaded it to Twitter.
Twitter at Spin1038. Just go and see it and make it the most liked tweet in history so I can then be the viral lord.
No, I'm the meme lord.
Yes, but I can be the viral lord.
Okay. I don't want to be the virus lord.
Yeah, okay. It doesn't sound
You can have the virus lord.
Yeah.
You can have that. You can
no
have
one's
going to
challenge you for that, Callum. You can take that and wear it with pride.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
It's your birthday. This is it, Laura. You've been practicing an awful lot on the drums.
Yeah, because you've just been giving out. I'm like, you need to spin it better, Laura.
Not just spin it, you need to hold down that button for the electronic one.
The button caught me by surprise yesterday. I wasn't expecting someone to pick the Chinese drum.
Which one will we pick today? Let's go to the phone lines. Jane, you're on. Good morning.
Oh my God, good morning.
Wow, that is how I like to be greeted every single morning. How are you? What's the plan for the weekend, Jane? You're in great form.
No plans really as yet. Just going to see how it goes and see what the weather's like. It's kind of cool now this morning, so nothing like too many nice plans until I know.
Okay, well, we're waiting for the weather. We're going to wait for your birthday bingo date. This morning's month is January. God. Oh God, what date in January is your birthday?
9th of January.
The 9th of January. If that comes out of the drum, you will be winning €1,000. You will not be going home empty-handed, though. Let's go over to Laura. She's been practicing frantically during the songs there.
Yes, I have. Okay. Jane, would you like the electronic one from China or would you like the iconic Jackie Cooney drum?
I think the iconic Jackie Cooney drum.
Excellent choice. Excellent choice. I'm going to put the other one to the side, get it out of my eyeline and focus on the Jackie Cooney drum. We're going to try and get you €1,000 this morning.
Okay.
Jane, Nathan is back Monday, so this is Laura's last time spinning the drum for a while. Is there anything you want to say to her?
Come on, Laura. You can do it.
Jane. Let's do this. Right, I'm going to start spinning.
Okay.
I'm spinning the drum.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, we have one here.
We have one.
When did you say your birthday was again, Jane?
The 9th of January.
The 9th of January. A ball has come out. It's in my hand. It's the 30th.
Oh,
I'm so sorry, Jane.
Ages away. Laura.
That's okay. No
the
problem.
Last one.
Sorry.
Okay. Jane, I'm sorry you don't win the jackpot, but the 30th wins you a €50 shopping voucher. That is yours. That's what you get for playing birthday bingo this morning.
Oh my God. Thank you so much.
And Jane, let us know what you get with it, will you?
I will.
Give us a WhatsApp.
I'll
send us a picture. Send us a picture of the outfit. All right. Jane,
thanks,
have a great weekend. Let's hope the weather is good for you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. After Covers with Nathan.
Well, good thing I prepped one because I actually thought we didn't need one. But, you know, I always come prepared because I'm very professional, Graham.
Why wouldn't we need one?
Well, I thought the competition was going to go in the place of...
5 minutes. 5 minutes.
Callum, producer Callum is putting a running order in my face. It's Friday. I'm not used to getting up this early. I've been getting up an hour earlier than normal. Please stop giving out
to me. Go to bed an hour earlier and you'll be grand.
I can't because I'm watching Love Island because I still have to do my bits on the website for Love Island. I'm a busy woman.
Sorry. Completely fair. I'm sorry. What's happening under the covers today?
Okay, this one is bound to leave you exhausted, Graham O'Toole. Yeah. So a teenager in the US, she's gone viral for a very embarrassing reason, right? She was at a music festival in the States and she was just chilling in the campsite, you know, having a few chats. She got a bit inquisitive because where she was camping, you know, sometimes you can bring cars into campsites, people can camp in their cars. There was a car beside her that had a really, really big exhaust pipe.
Okay.
And she was like, do you know what? I think my head could fit in there.
Oh, God.
So it did, but it wasn't getting her head in that was the problem. It was getting her head out.
Ah.
Right? So she was stuck there.
How big is this exhaust? Well, small is her head?
Well, she had... No, the car was... It was one of those kind of like monster trucks with a really, really big exhaust pipe.
Right.
She was stuck there for 45 minutes. The fire brigade had to come and cut her out. But the guy who owns the truck was camping beside her. And like his main concern was, I just hope that she's okay. Like, you know, whatever about my car, I can replace it. But as a souvenir, your mom was like, do you know what? You can keep that they've cut off. So now she's some kind of like local celebrity. She's going around the town with the pipe and people keep getting pictures with it.
They're like, pipe girl.
Pipe girl. They're like, oh, that's you. So yeah, so she's a little bit of a local celeb. Don't recommend it. I think if you want to become some sort of Insta famous person, don't put your head in the exhaust pipe. We're not condoning that whatsoever. But maybe make memes. That might make you go viral instead.
I'd say she was exhausted.
Oh, she was.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
You're on Spin 103.8. Laura, you're sitting in for Nathan all this week. This is the perfect way to end the week, though, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Giving away this incredible holiday. 7 nights in a 4-star hotel and spa in Salou is to celebrate the return of Love Island to 3E, and we are loving it.
Are you loving Love Island?
I love an island. We gave away a 6-digit flight number. You are to collect the 6 digits across the show. Let's give someone a call back now and see if they have them. And will we be giving away the holiday?
Hello?
Hello, is that James?
It is indeed, yeah.
Hi, James. Lauren Graham here from Fully Charged. How are you?
How you getting on, guys?
James, We have one question for you. Well, I actually have two questions for you.
Go on, go for it.
You a fan of Love Island?
A little bit, yeah.
Talk to me. Who do you want to win?
A bit controversial, but I want Adam to win because everyone hates him.
Do you know what? I just by a fraction just turned in his favour last night because he looks like he has Alex's back.
He does, you see, that's the thing. I think he's more of a guy than like a man's guy, if you get me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a shame he's not as nice to women, isn't it?
I know, yeah, but they all seem to love him. He got number one every time.
In the compatibility test, did he?
Yeah, just saying.
The women do love the bad boys. What
that's
can we
it.
Say? The nice guys are finishing last this year in Love Island.
Oh, definitely.
Okay, now the Love Island chat is over. Will you be having a little Love Island holiday of your own? James. I would love to too. What is the 6-digit flight number?
It is FC0518.
James.
Yes.
You've just won the holiday!
Oh, you guys are awesome. Holy crap. Thank you so much. That is brilliant. That is absolutely brilliant.
Did you think waking up this morning that you'd be heading off to Salou to a force?
No, I'm not even joking. I literally drove my missus into work. She's only in for an hour and I'm waiting in the car and she's going to have some shock when she gets back.
What's her name?
Tara.
Tara. So Tara and James, I presume you're going to bring, you're not going to bring one of the lads like Adam or anything.
I have to know, you know.
Well, congratulations. You and Tara have an absolutely amazing time. We'll be in touch with you with the details. And thanks for playing. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Thanks, Graham. Thanks, Laura. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Amazing. James goes on his holidays. Love Island returns tonight, 3E at 9 p.m. And we will be losing one couple, either Samira and Alex or Hayley and Charlie. Call it now. Who's going?
Hayley and Charlie. Bye.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Oh, we've reached the end of the week. It is Graham and Laura in for Nathan. And all this week we have been doing the Leaving Cert. Whatever subject has been happening on said day, we have taken the challenge. Callum has been our teacher. I'm 3-1 up in the series.
Yes, 3-1 up in the series. Today it is German. I've deliberated over the break and I thought, do you know what? Just to make it fair, it will be 1 point per question and they will add on to your weekly scores. So
is that fair though?
Yes. Well, it's a lot fairer than giving 5 points because I never did German and you did German.
Okay, fair.
So there's 4 questions to hand. Graham, you're leading 3-1, so Laura, you can still win this.
Oh, that's good, okay.
So it's German. I've not taken stuff from the past papers because I couldn't understand them. So I put phrases into Google Translate, mm-hmm. and Google Translate is in German. You will have to translate it back into English.
My tactic for this is just hoping Laura is dim.
Okay, question one. Eyes down, looking, play along at home. Question number one.
Guten Morgen, es ist heute bewölkt.
So I'm going to give you a clue on each phrase. It's something to do with the day, that one.
Can I listen again?
You can play it twice.
Guten Morgen, es ist heute bewölkt.
So it's something to do about the day, okay? The concentration on both of the faces here today. They really want to win this. And I can't believe they really do because I haven't got a prize or anything. Question number two.
Ich hätte gern eine gekochte Gans zu Weihnachten.
Oh, God.
So that's a little bit longer. You play that again?
Ich hätte gern eine gekochte Gans zu Weihnachten.
I would say that's more something to do with eating.
I know what the... Yeah.
So what?
Something to do with eating. Just think of something that probably wouldn't normally come up on the show. Something to do with eating.
That would come up on the show.
Now and again. Question number three.
Wait a second.
Oh, I shouldn't have read it. That was probably too much of a hint. Okay. Question number three.
Warum ist Irland nicht im Weltcup?
So that's something to do with what's going on at the moment.
Warum ist Irland nicht im Weltcup?
Graham's laughing to himself. I don't know if he knows this.
Or I haven't got a clue.
He's trying to throw it.
Oh, I'm so going to win.
Laura is very confident today. Laura, do you think you've got a clean sweep today?
I think I'll come close. Yeah, like if there's definitely an attempt point for the second one, I think I'll get us, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not going to be so scrutinised.
What if we get like a key word? Do we get a point, half a point?
It's my decision. Okay. And question number four.
Was ist das für ein Geruch in Butterstown Dartstation?
He's loving this.
Oh!
He's loving it.
Okay. That's to do with Dublin. Question number four, would you like to play that again?
Was ist das für ein Geruch in Butterstown Dart Station?
Okay, that is to do with Dublin. If you don't get that one, I'll be very disappointed. Okay, once more.
Was ist das für ein Geruch in Butterstown Dart Station?
The last three words don't really translate from English to German very well.
No, not at all.
Okay, question one. Laurie, we'll start with you. We'll replay the clip first.
Oh God, again. Okay, here we go.
Guten Morgen. Es ist heute bewölkt.
Laura.
Good morning. It's a warm day.
Great. Good morning. Is the toilet free?
I'm not going to give any points to that. It's good morning. It is cloudy today.
Oh.
So you got good morning, but that's
I'm happy
not,
with that.
That's not enough for a point. Question number two.
Ich hätte gern eine gekochte Gans zu Weihnachten.
Graham.
Can I get that goose boiled? Please.
I'm going to cook a wild goose for Christmas dinner.
I would say...
Weihnachten's Christmas.
The correct answer is I would like a boiled goose for Christmas. Gloria got Christmas, I'm going to give her that.
Yes.
So it's 3-2.
Wow.
So I get a point for that?
Yeah. Question three.
Warum ist Irland nicht im Weltcup?
Laura.
Why is Ireland not in the World Cup?
Graham.
Circle K. New name, same people.
you got it spot on, Laura. Why aren't Ireland in the World Cup?
Oh my
it's
God.
3-3.
Oh.
I didn't know what that was.
Oh, that was the fire alarm. That means we got to hurry up. Question four, the final question.
Was ist das für ein Geruch in Butterstown Dart Station?
Graham.
Bertie for President 2018.
Laura.
It's what would you something in Butterstown Dart Station?
No.
Oh.
No. No way.
Can you rein it in a little bit?
Booterstown Dart Station is stanky.
No! Just shout it!
Booterstown Dart Station's I love Booterstown Dart Station.
What does Booterstown Dart Station smell of?
What is the smell at Booterstown Dart Station?
That was me.
Oh, I'm giving it to Graham.
Oh my God!
Graham wins the series!
I just won!
Are you joking me?
Guten Morgen! Guten Tag!
That's
Willkommen! People of Germany, I love you! I love you!
Oh, good night.
People of Germany, Angela Merkel!
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
And it is time to choose the new. Three news headlines, Laura. Nathan picks one he wants to hear the full story from. You will be doing that today. Are you ready for your news headlines?
I'm ready for it.
Looks like I'm not. Well, here they are.
Yep, any time today would be great. Thanks, Graham.
Bank C robbery. What's new, deaf pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. And flight of the Portaloos.
We'll go for the pussycat.
You want to hear about the deaf pussycat?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in a choose the news first, I'm changing the music. We are heading over to Russia to the World Cup, and we are talking about Achilles, the deaf psychic cat.
Oh.
Now, I've done you a few. I can cast your mind back to Brazil in 2010. No. Paul the Octopus was 2010.
Yeah.
That was Brazil, yeah. He was a psychic octopus, and he picked the winners of said games. This World Cup in Russia, we have Achilles, the deaf cat. Now, Achilles isn't just any normal cat. He is a pure white cat with blue eyes. And he's a worker.
Oh.
He works at a cafe in St. Petersburg Hermitage Museum, and his job is to chase away the mice.
Oh, that's cute.
And Achilles has gone one for one. He correctly predicted that yesterday Russia were going to beat Saudi Arabia. Now, how they do this is they put some cat food in front of a Russian flag and some cat food in front of a Saudi Arabia flag, and he goes over and he eats whichever food he thinks beside the flag is going to win.
Oh.
And they're right, Russia won 5-0 yesterday. And I say I could be talking to the wall, and Laura would have more interest in that because she has no interest in football whatsoever.
Yep.
But you like this because they dress up the cat afterwards. And after he currently, you like this one.
Yeah, I do.
After correctly predicting Russia, the Associated Press dressed him in a Russian uniform for a photo shoot. And the owner of the museum said, Achilles loves his motherland and couldn't vote otherwise. He just loves Russia.
That's
this
nice.
Is also a fun fact. If you ever see a white cat with blue eyes, they are all deaf.
Are they?
That is
That's why, because I've never seen a white cat with two eyes of the same colour. They're always usually one blue and one green.
I've never seen a white cat.
Oh. Have you not?
Yeah, but if you see a white cat with blue eyes, it is going to be deaf. So look out for Achilles. He is one for one so far. And whatever he picks, he 100% will definitely be right. Laura.
I thought this was an extension of the Russian music. I was like, oh, it's taking a turn. Yeah,
no, it was just Pitbull. Pitbull, baby. Laura, thank you for choosing the news.
Thank you, Graham.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8.